Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
New York banning flavored e-cigarettes. Enforcement will begin October 4th. Aaron Katursky has been following this story. And Aaron, around the country, they're noticing, right?
Well, this is the first state to do it. Michigan has some ideas, but New York's going to be the first one to outright ban flavored e-cigarettes. And stores that sell these products have 2 weeks to get them off the shelves, either sell out of them or otherwise just get rid of them per this order from the health department.
Now, why is the attention being placed on flavors now when, you know, so much of the, when it comes to the illnesses that are making headlines, nothing really about flavors stands out as a cause of that?
Yeah, it's not a bad point. And in fact, some of the vaping-related lung illnesses really seem to be tied to the products laced with THC and the vitamin E acetate that they produce as a byproduct. But nonetheless, the concern seems to be the attractiveness to kids that flavored vaping products are more apt to be smoked, the thinking goes, by younger people, and you don't want to get them started.
And this is happening at really lightning speed, isn't it? At a time when states are on the verge of legalizing marijuana, and people are dying from cigarette smoking every day.
Yeah, well, you know, when you have flavors like bubblegum and Captain Crunch and cotton candy, Governor Cuomo said this is meant to get young people hooked. And so he said New York would not wait, and he would safeguard the public health by helping prevent countless young people from forming this costly and unhealthy habit.
Do we know what might happen first? Is it other states going to act, or, I mean, should we expect federal action on this?
The President Trump has already said he's interested in banning flavored e-cigarettes. So, you know, we'll see whether the feds are prepared to act or whether states are going to have to do it first. I mean, there's some estimate that more than 3 million teens around the United States are now vaping, and the alarming number of lung illnesses that has resulted, hundreds around the country, and about 74 in New York alone. New York believed that this emergency step was needed.
Aaron, thanks. That's Aaron Katursky joining us from New York.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.